Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Fritzy, the Washington correspondent of the Baltimore Sun. John, some really interesting, I think anyway, interesting movement on the gun issue, and whether it's actually movement or not, there's certainly a bit of upheaval, and a lot of it focused on what Donald Trump is doing.
Yeah, there has been a lot of upheaval. I mean, certainly the Republican orthodoxy for a long time here has been that gun control is pretty much a settled issue, right? We saw no action on this issue, even after Sandy Hook, which obviously really shocked the nation. But Donald Trump, you know, kind of came out this week and said that, you know, he thought that maybe we ought to look at this so-called, you know, no-fly, no-buy rule, which is this idea that if you're on a terrorist watch list, maybe you shouldn't be able to get a gun. That's a fairly controversial thing for a lot of reasons. But what's telling and important and interesting about this is that you've got Trump saying things that the rest of the Republican Party really haven't been saying. So it's an interesting dynamic to watch. Will the Republican presidential nominee start driving the discussion among Republicans down in Washington?
Well, you know, if you're an American citizen and you're one of those people who tells the pollsters that they want something done here, you must look at this with a little bit of interest, actually, because at least there's a conversation going on, which we really haven't had.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think I think that the polling certainly has been where it's been for a long time. It hasn't really moved Republicans. And, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons for that. But you do get a certain sense of frustration from members of both parties on this issue. Certainly, we had Democrats this week sort of launching this filibuster on the Senate floor. They spoke for over 15 hours trying to get a vote on some sort of a gun control measure. Now, it appears that they may get that as we speak right now. That appears likely, but it also appears likely that legislation is not going to pass. And so, you know, we get a vote, but maybe not legislation. Certainly gun control advocates are viewing that as a small victory.
Do you think that the alleged possible interest here has something to do with the view of Congress as being totally dysfunctional?
Well, certainly Congress's approval rating has not been very good for an awfully long time. Yeah, I think that's part of it. And I think another thing to watch is what happens down ballot on this issue, right? We sort of look at it from Washington and the presidential level. But, you know, this issue as it plays out here in Washington is also playing out in Senate and House races across the country. And that's really in a state of flux because of Donald Trump, right? We don't know how well Democrats and Republicans are going to do on House and Senate races. Certainly here in Maryland, you have advocates already putting a great deal of pressure on the Republican nominee for the Senate race, Kathy Shalega. You've had Democrat Chris Van Hollen, her opponent, and other groups already raising this issue. This is even before Orlando, and I suspect that is going to get even louder. Those voices are going to get even louder in the coming days and weeks.
Well, we'll see what Mr. Trump has to say in the next few minutes or days, and we'll hope that there will be at least a conversation. John, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
For John Fritzy, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.